Diane Reeves is a busy woman. The three-time Grammy Award winner has worked with Clark Terry, Harry Belafonte, and Wynton Marsalis. And now we can add George Clooney to that list. She was selected by Mr. Clooney to perform in the film Good Night and Good Luck and record 14 songs for the soundtrack. She's now touring in a stage production called Billy and Me, which originally debuted in London. The show combines live performances, spoken word, and reinterpretations of the legendary Billie Holiday. Diane Reeves joins us now from our studios at Carnegie Hall. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And what attracts you to re-rendering, in a sense, Billie Holiday for a new generation?
Well, there are a lot of songs that I've sung over the years that are songs that I was introduced to by, you know, listening to Billie Holiday. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't ever touch them because, you know, you listen to them so much, you don't want that interpretation to come out of your mouth. You want to be able to have your own unique way of doing it. Mm-hmm. But everybody has had some affiliation with Billie Holiday, mm-hmm. and they love her music and her storytelling and her realness.
Is it daunting to sing a song that Billie Holiday made famous?
In a show like this, no, because we know who we're paying tribute to, mm-hmm. but I can make them my own. But I think for a young vocalist, it's kind of hard to get away from the power that she has over a song. Mm.
You, what do you do to make it your own interpretation?
You know, the melody and the words are still the same, but the harmonies might change to give it another color, another feeling.
We want to listen to something from 2003 Sarah Vaughan tribute album you recorded, mm-hmm. to kind of get an example of how you take a song that was made famous by someone who's very distinctive stylist and how you mm-hmm. reinterpret it. This is Diane Reeves' version of Speak Low.
Speak low when you speak low. Ah, summer day withers away.
when did you know you had this powerful voice?
I remember one time we had a talent show in junior high school, which is during the time that I decided I wanted to sing. And there were a lot of things going on in school at that time because we were the first students to be bused in Denver, Colorado. So it was, you know, very new for everybody. And it was the first time that I realized that music was that powerful. And here I was standing up there singing a song that I really believed in. And it was touching people. And I thought, ooh, I want to do this.
What song was that?
It was a song that was actually written by Edwin Hawkins. At that time, the Edwin Hawkins Singers had just come out with the album Oh Happy Day. Uh-huh. And it was a song on that record called Joy. And we were going through a lot of things. And one of the lines is, behind every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. And I could really relate to that because what was going on.
You know, I'm afraid I don't know that song. Oh, Happy Day, Ara. Oh, Happy
Day. Yeah,
Happy
Day. Yeah, but on that album were a lot of really great songs. So that was one of the ones that I selected. The song was, behind every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. And after each and every rainstorm, there's a bright new star. When trouble grieves you and friends deceive you, oh, don't worry, it will pass over by and by. And I loved it, you know. And it said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy will come in the morning. I love that.
Oh, gosh. Well, you've convinced me. just sitting here.
Well, you took me back for a minute.
Well, that's the, I'm guessing that's the early 70s?
Early 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
It's your voice, so in Good Night and Good Luck, so beautifully sets the mood, at least what we think of the mood, of the 1950s.
Yuck. I love that period of singing.
Some of the music was recorded, I think the technical phrase is live on film.
That's correct.
Which means what exactly?
Well, generally, you know, people go in and they will have already recorded the songs in the studio, and then you go to film and then you lip sync. you know, so that it works really well. But mm-hmm. George, you know, which George Clooney, he's really yeah. wonderful, and he really, really trusts, you know, my instincts as a jazz singer. And he said, "No, this is going to be live." And I said, "I've never heard of this before." He said, "Absolutely." He said, "It'll be fine. It'll be wonderful. I just want you to sing it live. You know, just like one of the actors, you know, would say their lines. I want you to sing it, you know, live." And I thought, "Oh my God, this is great," because then it's real.
This is the song, "Who's Minding the Store." Four people wrote it, I gather.
Yes, and I have something that I want to tell you about one of the people who wrote a lot of the lyrics for that song.
Yeah.
When they were doing the rewrites, and we suggested, well, we just gave it to this one young lady and said, you know, see what you think about it. Well, this one young lady happens to be 15 years old. Her name is Alana Biden. She's the niece of Senator Biden. It's never been said before, and I've, this is the first time, absolutely.
Well, how does Joe Biden's niece end up writing song lyrics for Diane?
Well, she is the stepdaughter of my manager, uh-huh. and she's a very intelligent, wonderful young lady.
Alana Biden. Well, we'll mark mm-hmm. the word. What kind of music do you listen to now?
The music that I really love to, yeah. to listen to mm-hmm. is the music of pots and pans. I love to cook.
What do you like to cook?
Yeah, I'm constantly tasting things and picking up all kinds of different seasonings. And it's like kind of like a jazz musician. Mm-hmm. You know, I taste uh-huh. something and I can duplicate it. I love to cook.
May I ask, do you do anything in particular to look after your voice?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things is I moved back home to Denver, which has been really, really great, because there when I'm walking and exercising really helps to build my lungs, so my stamina is really, really good. More than anything, I still study. I have a wonderful teacher, and when I'm not working with her, I certainly have all the things that she's given me to continue to keep my voice strong.
When fortune cries, nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the...
So nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Good holidays.
Take care.
Diane Reeves speaking with us from Carnegie Hall.
I concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first your kiss I decline, on the line comes true to prove that even wise men can be.